West Virginia has added about 3,000 jobs since the middle of last year, according to this year's Bureau of Business and Economic Research Outlook report. Director John Deskins presented the outlook for the Eastern Panhandle to a ballroom full of business leaders from Berkeley, Jefferson, and Morgan counties gathered at the Martinsburg Holiday Inn, beginning with a look at the statewide forecast.
We're predicting about 1% growth going forward in the state for the next 5 years. It's a little bit slower than what we project for the nation as a whole, though. We predict about 1.6% growth in the nation going forward, about 1% growth annually in the state.
Deskins says the three Eastern Panhandle counties have rebounded from the recent recession. The area lost about 3,500 jobs during that recession, but has gained nearly 4,300 in the past 3 years.
But the Eastern Panhandle has been growing at a strong pace, and the performance of the Eastern Panhandle economy has been by far one of the strongest parts of the overall West Virginia economy. We have this part of the state has really been driving economic growth for the state as a whole in many ways. The economy looks so good here, and we expect that strong growth to continue. We expect the Eastern Panhandle to be one of the leaders for West Virginia as a whole.
And Deskins says the unemployment rate is also moving in the right direction. The report says unemployment in the Eastern Panhandle was 8.3% in 2009. It was down to 5.4% by the end of 2013, the lowest since 2008.
That improvement in the unemployment rate isn't at all because of labor force attrition. That improvement that we're seeing and that we're forecasting in unemployment is entirely because of job creation. It's not because of people leaving the labor force. I mean, indeed, the number of people in the labor force here in the Eastern Panhandle has actually increased by more than 2,000 people over the last few years. That's a good positive.
One leading source of jobs is construction. The report says the single-family home market is rebounding, and construction projects like the Macy's Distribution Center and a new high school in Berkeley County have bolstered the numbers. It predicts the construction sector will grow 9% a year over the next 5 years. The report also forecasts a 3-4% a year increase in high-paying jobs in the professional, business services, and information sectors. It predicts a slowdown in growth in the areas of government jobs and says competition from gambling in adjacent states could impact the leisure and hospitality industries. The report also offers some observations about the demographics in the three counties. Deskins says overall the population is younger than in the state as a whole.
I mean, here in the Eastern Panhandle, the median age is 39.4 years versus 41.7 for the state as a whole. About 2 years on average, people are younger here in the Eastern Panhandle compared to West Virginia as a whole. That's good news for the economy going forward, and the people here in the Eastern Panhandle tend to have higher levels of educational attainment as well. More good news for the Eastern Panhandle.
The report predicts the population in the Eastern Panhandle will continue to grow over the next 5 years at a rate of nearly 2% a year. However, the state overall is expected to see a population decrease during that time. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Cecilia Mason in Martinsburg.